I received a letter about a sweepstakes. I think I am supposed to buy magazines in order to enter the contest.
You're wrong. You don't have to buy anything.
But if I do, that may increase my chances of winning.
That's not true. I've read several articles on the internet about sweepstakes and scams recently.
Then you must know a lot about this topic.
I think I do. You shouldn't believe everything you read on the internet either.
How do I know what to believe?
You should use common sense. If an ad tells you that you are already a winner, you shouldn't believe it.
But if a letter tells me I've won $1 million, I'd be crazy not to look into it further.
You'd be crazy if you did. Do you think someone is going to give you $1 million for nothing?
No, but...
If you want to get rich, you should work hard and save your money.
But it could take years to get rich that way.
That's the only way. Yes, you could buy lottery tickets and enter sweepstakes, but you might lose a lot of money.
I get offers by email, too. There are offers for products that are supposed to make me lose weight. I'm a bit overweight, and I have to lose 20 pounds.
If you want to lose weight, you ought to eat a healthy diet and exercise every day.
But that takes time. It could take months before I see a difference.
That's right. But it's the only way. All those ads tell you that problems can be fixed with easy solutions. But life isn't like that.
You must think I'm stupid for believing all these things I see and hear.
I don't think you're stupid. Some companies are very clever about getting your interest. For example, infomercials often have celebrities talking about a product. You are supposed to trust the celebrity and believe what he or she says is true.
Perhaps the government should do something to stop these ads from appearing in our email, in our postal mailboxes, and on TV.
There are already laws telling companies what they are allowed to do or not, but it's up to you to be informed. Use your common sense and protect yourself.